Hey, Ms. Speaker, please recognize Representative Sullivan for CCR for Senate Bill 938.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 938 by Mazie of the Senate, Sullivan of the House, an act relating to economic development.
Representative Sullivan, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's always good to have a backup bill just in case. Senate Bill 938 makes some changes to the Quality Jobs Incentive Act. It's called the 21st Century, which reflects some businesses that are with higher amounts of technology have lower amounts of employees but do pay higher wages. Be happy to answer any questions. Move adoption.
Questions on the bill? Representative Reynolds, for a question, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Sullivan, how did we select the groups that are currently being added?
Those are the some of the technology-driven areas that, as I said, we're recognizing that a lot of those companies have lower amounts of total employees, but they pay high wages. And so recognizing the reality that some of these jobs are very important to the communities, but they may not have the number of employees to qualify under what we had in the Quality Jobs Act. That's why we're making these changes.
Follow up.
Thank you. Was there an evaluation done to determine that these 8 or 10 specific groups needed to be added?
Yes.
Follow up.
Is that evaluation available to the members of this body?
I'm not sure who was involved in that evaluation. I know that this bill originated in the Senate. They had all of these industry groups listed in this. When we saw this the first time, the title was off, so we're putting the title back on. Same groups that you voted on before.
Follow up.
One in particular here, well, there's a couple, but funds, trust, and other financial vehicles. What in the world are funds and trusts? Would that be like Madoff or AIG or what are we referring to there? What groups are we trying to incentivize?
We are not referring to Madoff or AIG.
Follow up.
Can you tell me what we're referring to there?
Well, can you tell me where you are referring, and I'll be glad to try to answer that.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. On the back of the fiscal analysis, as opposed to going to the specific language in the bill, it simply has bullet points. The third one up from the bottom says, funds, trust, and other financial vehicles defined or classified under U.S. Industry Group number 525.
Are you on the second page?
I'm sorry.
Now I see it. I see it. Those are under Industry Code 525. Let me flip to that in the bill. I did not memorize the industry codes. Those are some of the areas where, and I'd have to look up the specific information, but I believe this to be some of the financial companies that are necessary to engage in commerce, and those, again, hire fewer numbers of people, but they have higher wages.
Follow up.
Thank you. Well, that'd be very similar to the, I guess, the one right above, two above that, commodity contracts, et cetera. Tell me about the, is it possible that a company could have a, maybe the owner has a $10 million salary and all the other employees in the company have a $30,000 salary, and since it's based on the average salary, his company could qualify even though his employees really don't have meet the criteria of the quality jobs?
I don't believe that would qualify at all.
Follow up.
And last question. Tell me, how is it that arts companies, what kind of a salaries do we expect out of arts companies? Are they paying their performers those kinds of salaries, or is it the owners of the companies? In these hard economic times, I'm having a hard time understanding how we can call quality jobs tax incentives to arts companies.
Well, I can tell you that in my district, Tulsa Ballet has quite a facility that they've just added on to, they would not be qualifying under this because they are not adding new jobs. But they have in the past hired several performers and teachers. We have people that come up from all over the state to attend that facility on a year-round basis to learn the skill of ballet. And they do provide a very important function to our state and to Tulsa. So there are other organizations just like that that, believe it or not, do pay good salaries. Not all artists are starving.
Representative Sullivan moves adoption of CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 938 by Mazie of the Senate and Sullivan of the House, an act relating to economic development.
Representative Sullivan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Hamilton votes nay. Representative Shannon votes aye. Less than 30 members. Any member wishing to vote or change your vote, chair is preparing to close. Clerk, clear the vote.
81 aye, 15 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed.